means that he has given this commandment from the Father to perform it perfectly and then to take his life again. This is speaking of his death and his resurrection, the full work of salvation, commanded of the Father. He says, "No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." This is speaking of this whole matter of salvation, that Jesus is the forerunner. He has been that one who has went unto death for us, so that we could die together with him and be raised together with him. This is that matter that these Jews were not partakers of. They didn't know that they were truly dead. That before sin they were guilty. Before the righteous law of God, we are condemned. There's no way we can serve it in perfection. And you must serve it in perfection, or you're not going to pass the muster. That eternal judgment that will come in the last day will be such a perfect judgment that the only one who will stand before it is those who are perfect. Not one thing can be wrong in all of this obedience. There's only one who stands. That's Jesus. And those who stand with him are those who believe in his work of salvation. Those are the ones who will escape this perfect judgment, because they will be those ones who stand in this work of Jesus Christ, who have heard the voice of the Good Shepherd in the time of grace, who believe this gospel preached even unto their hearts. So be cheerful even this morning, dear one, that even though you know your sin, you have much to rejoice in, because there is this one who has done it all just for you. And he gives this salvation to you full and free. Only you must hear it and believe it. And even there we seem to fall so short. It's like that one told Jesus, "I believe, but help thou my unbelief." And Luther even writes in the Catechism there about that third article of the Creed, and he says that, "I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in my Lord Jesus Christ nor come to him. But," there's the but "the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel." The work and the power is in this gospel through the Holy Ghost. "But the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith." So we must be thankful for this living word. Isaiah writes this way in his 55th chapter. He says, "Hear, and your soul shall live." So hear this word even this morning. This beautiful, precious voice of the Good Shepherd. "Hear, and your soul shall live." This we ask in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And now may the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you.
Thanks to John for driving up on this blustery day. Bring your greetings back home with you to your wife and those that you worship with there in Hawkinson. We have a piano being donated to the church by Ted and Diana. It was Missy Celine's old piano. So we're going to get it and bring it and replace the one downstairs. So if anybody would like the downstairs piano, or if you know anybody that might like the downstairs piano, we would have it moved at the same time, so it would be a free delivery for somebody to get a new piano, a new old piano. Our schedule for this week, next Sunday will be Sunday school and adult Bible study at 10:15 and our morning worship at 11. And then around 2 o'clock and anytime after 2 o'clock, Aaron and Renee have invited us all up to their home for some fall fellowship time and a meal. So that's you probably have seen the email, but just a reminder on that. We'll close with the singing of 413, and during the song, an offering will be taken.